We're continuing our study of when were the disciples born again as a part of this series on the new birth. Have you ever thought about when the disciples were born again? I've asked a number of people that over the years, and usually the answer is no, they've never really thought about it. People generally assume that they were born again when Jesus called them and they followed. But as we saw last time, that couldn't have been the case. When did the disciples receive something from God that they knew was a new birth? We read last time from John 16, where Jesus compared the spiritual condition of his disciples at that time with the condition of a woman drawing near to the hour of giving birth. He said in John 16:20, "You shall weep and lament, because I'm going away, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful. But your sorrow shall be turned into joy." He knew that when they were born again, they would be made very happy. So we see that at the time when Jesus was nearing the end of his earthly ministry, he was telling them that the time for their new birth was drawing near too. We read in Romans 8 where Paul said, "If any man have not the Spirit of Christ inside of him," that is, he is none of his. He doesn't belong to God yet. And we consider that the disciples did not have the Spirit inside of them. Jesus said so. He told them in John 14 that the Spirit was with them, but it was not yet in them. And we learned that the reason that the Spirit was not yet in his disciples was that Jesus had not yet made the sacrifice that God required. The sacrifice of the Lamb of God had to be made in order for the Spirit to be made available. Now in John 16, right after he describes the spiritual condition of his disciples as being that of a woman, like that of a woman drawing near to the time for giving birth, he tells his disciples in verses 23 and 24, "In that day," in the day that you are born again, "you shall not ask me anything. Truly I say to you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." But listen to this in verse 24. He tells his disciples, "Up till now, you have asked the Father nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, so that your joy may be full." Jesus is telling the disciples that up to this point, they have not had the power to ask the Father anything in the name of Jesus for themselves. They don't have communion with the Father yet. They don't know the Father yet. Now, after the Spirit came into them, they were actually glad that Jesus had gone away. Before it came, they were sad that he was gone away. After it came, their sorrow was turned into joy. When they began to walk in the Spirit and think in the Spirit and speak in the Spirit, they actually had more fellowship with Jesus than when he had been physically with them. While he was here on earth, they never really understood what Jesus was doing. While he was walking around on earth in the flesh with them, they never understood his doctrine. They never really understood why he was the way he was. It was only after Jesus departed and the Spirit came and entered into them that they possessed the wisdom and the power and the love of God to understand what Jesus had been all about. If you could get back in time when Jesus lived and walked on the earth and stand there and look him in the face, Jesus would rebuke you. He'd wonder what was wrong with you. He would ask you, "Why do you want to be back here with me?" You see, we have the opportunity of living in a time when the Spirit won't be just with us, it will be in us. Jesus paid the price for that. We don't want to go back and walk with him in the flesh, because everybody who walked with him in the flesh could not understand him. They didn't know God. They didn't have the Spirit in them. He came here to die.